Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap from Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, keeping you informed about the latest industry developments. First up, we have an urgent advisory from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, also known as APRA. The authority is rallying insurers around the country to bulk up their cybersecurity measures. The General Manager of Operational Resilience, Alison Bliss, recently sent a stern letter insisting insurers take immediate and thorough action against potential digital threats. Given our increasing reliance on digital systems, it's now more important than ever to safeguard financial stability and maintain low-risk profiles. Regular security tests have been prescribed, as well as the need for robust processes for identification and authentication to defend against identity theft. Moving on to news from the courtroom, where former rugby league star Ethan Lowe's $1 million insurance claim was dismissed by the federal court. Lowe, who represented both North Queensland and South Sydney, sought damages following a career-ending neck injury suffered during a game in 2020. Despite unanimous agreement about the irreversible effects of Lowe's injury, the court sided with the insurer's interpretation that Lowe's condition did not meet the criteria for total paralysis required for claiming under his policy. This decision underscores the intricacy of sports injury claims and the challenges in marrying legal, medical, and insurance perspectives. From the sports field to residential homes, the next topic is a case featuring a homeowner's victory over Allianz in a fire damage claim dispute. Initially, Allianz rejected the claim, citing a misrepresentation of the homeowner's residency status. However, the homeowner challenged this decision, maintaining that translation errors were to blame for the misunderstanding. After considering witness statements, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled in favor of the homeowner, who will now have his policy reinstated and claim approved. This serves as a reminder of the importance of clear communication and thorough documentation when dealing with insurance issues. Lastly, a Senate inquiry into climate risk has shed light on the implications of disparate levy designs on insurance premiums. These defenses, built to repel floods, are meeting with criticism over their variable standards and the consequent impact on insurance costs. Meanwhile, climate change, though a key factor in escalating extreme weather incidents, is said to play only a minor part in altering premiums. This underscores the demand for better risk evaluation and adaptation strategies as insurers and communities face the challenging reality of climate change. That's a wrap on this week's insurance news from Financial Services Online. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Looking forward to sharing more industry developments with you next Sunday. Thank you for tuning in, Australia. This is Paige Estratori, signing off.